May your day be filled with shamrocks and shenanigans.
And potatoes.
Happy St. Paddy's Day from the Cooper and Anthony Show.
What is your situationship? Here are some of the most commonly asked questions on social media.
I am a virgin and I just tried a rabbit.
Okay, so this is a big common question that people ask all over social media. If you're a virgin, can you use a vibrator? And if you use a vibrator, are you still a virgin?
Well, she said a rabbit, and I always thought a rabbit was like a little itty-bitty vibrator thing. The thing she's got in her hand is huge. It's like huge. The size of a Volkswagen.
It was not easy, especially because when people say that it hurts losing your virginity, they are so right. Getting this in, it felt like it was ripping my insides.
Yeah, I'm going to stop her right there because that is her first huge mistake, literally. So if you're a virgin and you've never had anything larger than a tampon, using a rabbit is like you learned how to row a rowboat, right? You can row a rowboat, but then somebody gave you a cruise liner and put you in front of a cruise liner and said, here, row this down the ocean. You'd be like, I don't know how to work a cruise liner. I only know how to use these little tiny oars and row like row, row, row your boat. That's about all I can do. You are the man in the boat. That's all you can do. I don't know who gave her the advice to use a rabbit first, but to me, that is the stupidest thing you can do. If you are a virgin and you want to venture into the world of vibrators, start small. There's tons of really great sex toys and vibrators and dildos and things you can use that are size appropriate. So she goes into this a little bit more, and you will see that she used the wrong one.
The pain was legit. And you know when you hear people say that losing their virginity feels like pressure? It definitely does feel like pressure. Because, you know, whenever somebody would tell me it feels like a lot of pressure, I'm like, that's not clear enough for me. That's exactly what it is. A bunch of pressure and whoosh, ripping through the vagina. It took me about like 6 tries.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, the reason why it took you 6 tries is because that thing is enormous. It is the size of a log. Chop down a tree and take a piece of that log that is smaller than a rabbit. I don't understand why anyone told her that this would be good for her.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
If you don't know what a situationship, it's basically like any situation you're in sexually, and then you have some sort of like relationship. So we are asking, what is your situationship? And we're looking at some of the most commonly asked situationship questions on social media.
A question. This is kind of crazy. Do you spit or swallow?
I spit.
Why?
Because I don't like swallowing it.
Why not?
Just because I don't like either the taste or either the substance.
I don't like.
What's it taste like?
Hard to say. I don't know.
I don't like.
I have a theory about this, and I think this is a lot of women. So when a woman is trying to show you how sexually open she is and you just start dating her and you're like, maybe you're having sex in a car or some like outdoor place, or she's trying to be like sexually adventurous, she'll be more than happy to swallow because that's part of the adventure, you know. Then once you get into the relationship, the gloves come off and she's like, look, dude, I don't like to swallow. I did that a few times. It was like a new thing. And then she starts spitting. Then after a while, after she's done taking her mouth and spitting, the last phase is, can you just pull it out? I did my job. Now you do yours. Like, she's still willing to do her part of the job. She just doesn't want the payment at the end. She wants you to keep your money, keep your payment.
I will play you a song that makes that stop. The minute women hear this, they stop. I don't have to do that anymore. It's never going to happen again. It automatically switches your brain. And they know that night is the last time they'll ever have to do it.
I mean, I have to get my knees ever again. This is awesome.
Tonight is it.
No, that's not true. Once a year on your birthday.
Yeah, you only get part of the job. You don't get the full job on your birthday.
Right.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Today, we didn't wear green on purpose.
Go ahead, pinch it, girl. Yeah!
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The online situationship questions. Things that you find online and you go, yeah, I want the answer to that too.
Yeah.
Abby, guys want to know, hair or no hair? What do women like?
Personally, I prefer hair. I feel like most women probably do.
Like down there, we're talking about down there for guys. Okay.
Too spiky otherwise.
What about bear though? Is that like, because there's no spiky hairs with...
If a guy got lasered?
I guess, yeah. Like say if I got laser hair removal down there, would that be better? No?
All right, so we're talking about getting manscaped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you shave? Do you get rid of all your hair down there? And there's lots of different things that men do, by the way. She's assuming they all shave, but a lot of men use like Nair type of things, or they get threading, or they get it professionally lasered, like they mentioned. So there are guys that are like committed to no hair down there.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with her. She said most women like hair down there. That's actually not true. There was an independent study that was just done recently, and they found that, nice, 69% of guys do not have hair down there. They regularly, at least they trim, if not get rid of everything. 81% have at least tried completely shaving, but 69%, nice, have regularly not, like, no hair down there whatsoever. I mostly go out with guys who shave everything.
Shave everything.
Everything.
See, it depends on what you like, because I don't like that on a woman.
You don't like women who are shaved?
No.
You're kidding.
No, it's I don't know. To me, it's just weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. I mean, I think I was brought up in the time where women didn't do that and I just got used to it. And now it's kind of, I don't know. Makes me think that I'm with somebody too young. I don't know.
That trend is back. Like, everybody is full bush now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And a lot of women are not shaving their armpits and their legs either, by the way. It's like, I think a lot of it has to do with the kind of porn you grew up looking at.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of men that grew up looking at porn where women were completely shaved and they thought that was hot. So then they end up dating women. They're like, you got to shave that.
No, I grew up with porn on VHS, so you know what kind of porn I was looking at. So that's why.
Right.
And all the girls that you dated were like that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
No, not a big fan.
Right. Whereas I feel like my generation is all like nobody had hair anywhere. Like I knew men that were shaving their backs, their chests, everything. Like everybody was shaving everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now, like I said, now like Gen Z, it's all back. Lots of hair everywhere. let it flow.
So what do you do if you want to be a part of everybody else, but there are people like, God, I hate that I even know this, but there's people like you who've had that lasered.
Right.
So then what do you do?
Yeah, I only had it lasered because, remember, we were being paid to do that. We were doing a promotion. I had to find something to laser. I'm not a very hairy person. So I was like, well, I guess you can laser that. That's really all I got. I don't really have any hair. They looked at my arm. They're like, let me see your forearms. Like, nope, no hair there. I was like, okay, where do you want to laser? They're like, well, unfortunately, you only have two places with hair, your underarms and down there. I was like, all right, go for it.
Knock yourself out.
So, but they didn't do all of me. They just did my bikini area. So that way I could go to the beach. No, I'm serious. So it's not like, it's not creeping down my leg.
I don't want to know this.
I'm just saying, there's women that like, it's everywhere. Even in a bathing suit, you're like, whoa.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for
the
advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Get back. There's a lot of questions on social media. People want to know a lot of stuff about sex. There is a lot of stuff people do not know.
And we're going to ask some sex workers questions about their job.
Right, but real stuff. We want to know real stuff about their job, not the stuff. We don't want to know how much money they make. I mean, we do. But we want to know really what goes down when you're in the room alone with the client.
can, I want to know, what do you do when you have to go to your kids' elementary school and tell them what you do all day? And when it's take your child to work day, do you?
I sure hope not.
Come on, little Becky. We're going to work with Mommy today.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. You know what you'll really find at the end of a rainbow? Cooper's bra, probably.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So asking sex workers questions that you always wanted answers to?
Like, do you get sick of having sex?
You know, not even the sex so much, but, you know, there are days when you just don't want to go to work. But that's the thing. It's my job, so you suck it up.
Okay, so you're a sex worker. Are you having sex in your personal life?
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, sure you are.
Really? So you're going to go to work, you're going to do it 5-6 times that day, and then you're going to go home that night and do it again.
Here's the difference. So during the day, that's your job. You're doing what somebody else wants you to do. You're not doing what you like.
There are weeks where I have no sex at all, and there are weeks where I might have sex like 40 times. I also have 3 personal romantic partners. So, you know, there are times when I'm having a lot of sex.
No, I think it's like the people that paint houses for a living. They have the worst painted houses when they go home.
Because that's the cobbler whose kids have no shoes. Yeah.
Right. That's the last thing they want to do when they go home. Is, oh my God, now I got to paint another wall. I think that's what they're thinking. Oh my God, I got to sleep with another guy.
There's like a point where it's like a little too much for the old body. Sometimes I see lots and lots of people, and sometimes I don't see anyone. I supplement in my personal life. Let's leave it at that.
No, at home, they get their needs met. At work, they're there to meet someone else's needs. That's very different.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know what TSA PreCheck is?
Yes, so if you are a frequent flyer, you don't have to wait in that big, long TSA line. You can just go through like a fast pass. It's like a fast pass at Disney.
Right. So when I traveled all the time, you have to jump through hoops to get a TSA PreCheck. So they have to prove that you're not a terrorist or whatever. So you can go through the shorter line and you can go through TSA really quick. So if you travel every other week, like I was doing, it cuts off a lot of time. So this guy has TSA PreCheck because of his job. He's got to travel all the time. He says, I have TSA PreCheck through my job. When my wife and I travel together, is it rude for me to use the PreCheck line?
And leave her back there?
Yeah. She's got to go through the everybody line.
What? Are you kidding me? How can I even ask a question like that and want to stay married?
If I get through security faster, I can get us a spot or at the gate or a table at a restaurant while she's still in line.
You? That's very exclusive. A table at a restaurant at an airport. Wow. No, are you kidding me? You know, I once flew with a boyfriend who had lots and lots of miles, and he was going to fly first class, and I had a coach seat. And he tried to get me miles so I can sit with him in first class. And when he couldn't, he went back to coach to sit with me. He was not going to sit in first class while I'm back there in coach. Are you insane? And think that you're ever going to get laid again? No. You don't
just
do that to a woman.
I'm not going to stand in the everybody line with you. I don't want to stand it. No, I went through all that hell to get TSA PreCheck so I don't have to stand with the common folk.
For better, for worse.
No.
For better, for worse.
I hate standing in TSA line.
Then go travel by yourself. Then let's not travel together.
That means I have to take my shoes off. TSA PreCheck, I don't have to take my shoes off. I don't have to take the computer out of my bag. I can just go right through. But now I'm with you, with the rest of the people. I have to take my shoes off and do all that. It's going to take all day. I don't like
it. Okay. I'm going to be doing that anyway. So if it takes all day, that's how long I'm going to take. So you are there with me. We're there together to experience this together. I take my shoes off. You take your shoes off. We move through the line together because we're on this trip together. When you fly alone, you do you. But if you're flying with another person, especially your wife, and you want to stay married, oh, no, no, no. You do not go through the pre-check.
You're going to divorce me because I didn't stand in the TSA pre-check line with you?
Yes.
Then good. Yeah. Divorce me. Call the, here, I'll dial the lawyer myself and you talk to him.
I'll tell you why. It says everything about your character. Mm-hmm. It says everything about how you feel about me and our relationship.
No, it says I don't want to stand in line.
I don't want to either.
With the common folk. You're common folk now. For that 10 minutes, you're every man. I'm pre-check guy. I can walk right through. I'm royalty. You are common folk. Royalty, common folk.
I'm serving you with divorce papers the minute we touch down.
Fine.
Just the fact that you just said that, that would be the reason right there why I would want to get out of that relationship so fast. No. We go through everything together.
It has me standing in line with common folk.
It shows your character. It shows the things that you are willing and not willing to do for and with your significant other. It speaks to a larger personality problem that people like you seem to have.
Okay, let's take it not husband and wife. Let's take it Anthony and Cooper are flying to San Francisco.
I mean,
do I have to stand in line with you?
No. Are you kidding?
Good.
You don't even... You and I go food shopping together. You get two things and you're out in the car in 2 seconds. I'm food shopping by myself and I got to run around. And I will come out of the supermarket and you will have decided that you want to go to McDonald's. And I'll come out of the supermarket with all my groceries in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. And you're not there because you're in a drive-thru.
Because you took too much time.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So of course, I do not expect you to go through the line with me. You won't even wait for me to get milk.
Are you going
to
be pissed if I make you stand in the common folk line if we're not married?
No, because I know who you are.
Oh, okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know what you'll really find at the end of a rainbow? Cooper's bra, probably.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Hey, I'm Cooper, and with me today and every day, like herpes, is my producer, Anthony Michaels.
I never go away. I'm always here.
Yeah, you come back at a time when I'm like in the middle of something, it's like, oh, friggin' Anthony again.
You finally got that date. Here I am. Hi! Now you have to explain me to the guy you're with.
Yeah, I always have to disclose. There's 3 of us in this relationship. There's me and you,
and
but then
herpes.
Every once in a while, there's Anthony. Yeah, it's sort of like herpes. Yeah, exactly. So speaking of relationships, I'm having a little bit of an issue with my boyfriend right now. I feel like he hears every third word I say. I spend most of my relationship repeating everything I say to him. I should just get like a hologram of myself. He would never know the difference. Just a hologram that he can ignore.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Dublin, you're fun. All night, see? Because Ireland.
Oh, like Dublin.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony, my boyfriend is driving me insane right now.
Because it's a day.
It's so frustrating because, you know, we live together as well. So everything I say to him, I always have to repeat myself. He doesn't hear me. And I said to him the other day, I was like, when I talk to you, what exactly do you hear? He said, well, if we're being honest, I hear the Marge Simpson voice. I hear you talking like this, like, this town needs a monorail. Like, he's like, that's what I hear in my head whenever you talk, and it's a little annoying, and sometimes I tune you out.
See, it's hard for me because we've been doing this show for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it took me probably a year or two to train myself to actually listen to you. Because it's just another woman's voice just flapping in the background in my life. So I have to train myself. No, you have to listen to
pay
every
attention.
Word.
She's saying something on the radio that you're going to need to respond to.
Yeah, how many times have you gone to me and I'm just like, huh?
Many times.
Many
but I feel like
times.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I should do a radio show with my boyfriend to force him to listen to me. Maybe that's it. We need to do a podcast together. So I could just, here, this would be the podcast. The podcast would be me going, okay, grocery shopping. Here's what we need. It would just be me doing a grocery list every single time you turn on the podcast.
Well, the thing is, it takes years. Because we just don't listen. It's not your fault. It's not our fault. It's just the way men are built.
But it's like, okay, so this latest thing. I just said to him, we have to make a pact not to spend money on stupid stuff. Like, only necessities from here on in. We don't have the money to spend on, like, dumb stuff. He's like, yeah, no, totally, yeah, yeah. He's, you know, giving me the yes. Mm-hmm. I wake up and I walk in the bathroom. There's something in there called a toilet timer that he saw on Shark Tank.
What is that?
Okay, it's this. It's actually kind of cute, but don't tell him I said that. It's this little thing. It looks like a guy pooping, and it's basically like a sand clock. Remember those like sand timer things from back in the day, like from like mm-hmm. grandma's era, where it's like, you know, I don't know what they're called. Is it called sand clock? Am I making that word up?
Yeah.
What's it called?
A sand clock.
Okay, a sand clock.
Hourglass.
An hourglass.
There
thank
you. Sand clock. Okay, so it's got a sand clock on it. The guy pooping. Then what?
But the sand is coming out of the guy's poop. So it goes for 5 minutes is what I timed it at. So it's a timer, but then I had to like time the timer to see how long it goes for. So we only have one bathroom. And he got it because he wanted to see. He's always amazed that I do girl poops. I go in, I poop, and I'm out. Like I literally, I pee longer than I poop. I'm in and I'm out. It's so fast. And he thinks it's amazing. And he's in there for longer periods of time. He thought it'd be like a little social experiment. But he spent money on it. I'm like, I just told you, stop spending money on things we don't need. He's like, well, you just bought a dishwasher. I'm like, yeah, because ours broke and it leaked to the apartment below us. And I was trying to avoid a lawsuit. Like, that's kind of a necessity. All right, so I want to know from you guys, how do we hear each other? Like, when your woman talks to you, what do you hear? Like, what happens in your head when it comes out of our mouth and goes into your ear? What goes on in your brain that you are not understanding the language we are speaking?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. May your day be filled with shamrocks and shenanigans.
And potatoes.
Happy St. Paddy's Day from the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're talking about how men and women hear each other and why we don't seem to speak the same language. It's not like men are from Mars. Men are from hell. That's what I've decided.
It's not a hell. It's a different zip code.
Sure, but you just had this conversation about how men and women hear each other. Well, what happened?
I swear I did. About 5 hours ago with my female boss, I had this conversation.
What happened?
Well, oh, it's such a long story because she blew everything out of proportion over something that her boyfriend was talking about. And I told her, I said, women talk all the time. Men get tired of listening to it. I said, we hear every third word. You know, and this is why texting is such a wonderful tool for men. You can send me 5 or 6 words. I got it. I understand it. I don't need to reply. I got you. Texting is exactly what we do. And if you would talk to us as if you were sending us a text, we'd have a long conversation for about 10 seconds.
And we would listen.
And we would actually understand and listen and do whatever it is you ask us to do.
What's the noise you hear when a woman talks to you?
Oh, God, a constant whining sound. It sounds like one of these little, and Anthony will appreciate it, sounds like a Yamaha motorcycle. It's like 8,000 RPM. A whining little sound.
Let me hear. What's that sound like? And no matter what you say to us, you know what we hear? You're fat and I hate you.
Is that what you hear?
That's what we hear. No matter what you say, we hear that we're fat.
I would never have the kahunas to stand up and ever say something like that, even if I thought it was true.
Sherby, anything you say to us, that's what we hear. If you say, have a nice day, I'll say, how dare you call me fat?
That is so not true, though. That's your own insecurity.
Yep.
That is a female insecurity thing. I don't know. I can't help you with your own problem.
So right now when I say your necklace looks really big.
You and Sherby both called me fat somehow just now.
You think I'm talking about your butt, not your necklace.
Both of you just somehow called me fat.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
Yeah.
And online at CooperandAnthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, Anthony, I'm going to test you to see if you're actually listening to me. You claim that after all these years, you hear me. So let's test that theory.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to just say a list of random stuff. And then I want you to just repeat it back to me. That's all. Very simple.
Try it. I think I can do this.
I'll start easy. Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Pepperoni pizza.
Right.
Shoes.
Of course.
Pillow.
Uh-huh.
Body pillow.
Right.
Throw pillow.
See, that's too many pillows. Already you lost me. I heard kitten, and I think you said pizza. Did you say pizza?
I did.
Okay. You said pizza, you said kitten, and then you went into a bunch of pillows I don't care about.
I said pepperoni pizza, thinking that it would make you like really think about pizza.
No, I think I heard pizza. I'm not sure I heard pizza, but I know I heard kitten and just a bunch of pillow crap.
How do you hear each other's voices? Call now.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperandAnthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're taking your calls. How do men and women hear each other? Ricky, what do you hear when women talk to you?
It's the Charlie Brown thing.
That's what you hear.
That's exactly right. She sent me to the grocery store. Wah, 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 wah. I get to the grocery store. I have to call her and say, what'd you tell me to get?
Right, see? Do you know how frustrating that is for us? We've told you.
Yeah, but you start out and say, I need this, but I don't want that kind. I want this kind that's got the non-fat, 2%, whatever. You know, just tell me what you want.
And by the way, there's a new invention. It's called a pen.
Yeah, write it
a
down.
Pen.
A pen.
You can't do that and watch TV at the same time.
Right. She can write it down and then hand it.
Exactly. Yeah. She can write it down instead of all that wah, wah, wah. She can write it down, hand a note, and say, go to the grocery store for me.
And we'd get the right thing.
And how long have you known us? You don't know that we drink 2% milk.
No, we don't know you drink 2% milk.
How many years have we been together, Ricky? You know what I drink.
Uh-uh.
You know, listen, you know what kind of... That
organic,
woman of yours.
We go organic, 2%, and then sometimes you can just use regular milk when you're making mashed potatoes. You don't have to have the organic for the mashed potatoes. And then, you know, you have to have fat-free for... You have to have fat type to make the biscuits and gravy.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's...
I understand that. You can't use one
milk
for everything.
Four different refrigerators. And, man. You just,
did Ricky just call you fat?
Ricky just called me fat somehow. That's what just happened.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperandAnthony.com. Sex.
Yes, please.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I've spent my whole life not hearing women at all.
That doesn't make sense to me, because if you want women, if you see a hot woman and you want her, why wouldn't you pay extra special attention to make sure that you've heard the things that she has said? That way you have a better shot at getting with her. Do you know what I mean?
I don't care what she has to say.
But it's not about what she has to say. It's about you wanting her to pay attention to you. Like, why wouldn't you extra listen to her? To get her interested in you. Women don't like to be ignored.
Okay, I'll look at you while you talk. I'm not listening to you. I'm replaying the Panther game in my head. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing other things. I'm rebuilding a 72 Chevelle in my head while you're talking.
I think men that do this right know how to at least pretend to listen to what we're saying to get us in bed, I feel. I mean, it's not the greatest tactic, but and we know what you're doing, but we also would like to have sex. Newsflash, women also want to have sex. So we also pretend to hear what you're saying.
You want to have sex, but you want to talk a lot more.
Yeah.
You would rather talk than have sex.
That's so true for men as well. I can't tell you how many. Every man I'm with, I cannot shut them up.
Did you? You're dating the wrong guy. Because I don't want to talk. I'm talked out. By the time I come home, I'm done.
Now, Eric, you have a theory about this. What's your theory?
Well, I like to call it the cassette tape theory.
Okay.
Think of it as, okay, we're on different frequencies. And with men, we're on the economy play.
Okay.
We're slow, and we can only handle a short amount of information in that space. Mm-hmm. Whereas women are on the super long play version of the tape. They try to cram as much information as they can into that same amount of space. So
stop applauding. What are you, Vanna White?
He's making a lot of sense.
So when that's why men say when they hear women speak, they only hear every third word because, you know, the women just go so much faster that we only catch every other third word. So what men need to do is learn to kind of speed up a little bit and get more information in, and women need to learn to slow down and try to be a little more precise.
Yeah, cut out the fat. Cut out the fat in the conversation and make it real condensed.
So if you say, well, I want vanilla, he hears vanilla. But if you say, well, I want the vanilla, but I don't want the imitation. I want the real thing, and it's got to be out of the little container. We don't hear that. We just hear the one word, vanilla. That's it.
Yep.
But you realize when you show up with the wrong one, you're getting back in the car and going back to the store, right? I'm sorry. You realize that when you show up with the wrong one, we will send you back to the store.
He heard store. You said realize, and you didn't need to say realize, so we tuned you out. You put too many words in that sentence.
Right.
But I spoke slowly. I spoke at man speed.
No, watch. Eric and I can talk with just grunts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See,
you two just called me fat. See, this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I think that's really rude, Eric. I wouldn't call you on your radio show and tell you had a big butt. I wouldn't, even if it was true.
Hey, I wasn't the one that said to trim out the fat. That was someone else in a conversation.
See, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. That's all we hear.
We can't even say a word and you
heard
that.
He somehow called me fat and said he hates me. All in the same sentence. I don't know how that happened.
And that your sister's hot.
He said that. Right. And then he'd rather be with my sister.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Dublin, you're fun. All night, see? Because Ireland.
Oh, like Dublin.
Happy Perfect Day.
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is the Sex Hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show, an entire hour devoted to all your really great questions. You guys have come to play, and we'd love to hear from you. So if you have a sex question or relationship question, we're here for you. How you doing, Angie?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, here's a weird question. I don't know if it's weird, but if you take birth control, does it at all, increase the amount of flatulence one gives?
Yes, Angie, it absolutely does. The pill makes your intestines really move. It can give you gas. It can give you diarrhea. The pill changes the bacteria in your gut. You know, they call it the gut flora.
Uh-huh.
So you can take a probiotic. Exercise really helps. Drink more water. Less caffeine. Sorry, I know. And also switching to a low FODMAP diet. You can ask your gastroenterologist about that. I call it a FODMAP diet, but it's only 1-0. So it's really FODMAP. Mm-hmm. That diet is a life changer for your gut. But listen carefully. If you have a doctor who is not taking your gas birth control issue seriously, get a new doctor.
And lay off the beans and broccoli. Don't eat beans and broccoli for dinner. That could help also.
To the garden of meditation.
Did you understand a word he just said?
Yeah, I got about 2/3. He said something about the garden of meditation.
No, he said he's farting because of his medication. I get that.
Eat all the beans and broccoli you want. That's nothing to do with it.
Beans and broccoli, so do.
No, beans and broccoli do give you gas, but it doesn't matter what you eat. The whole idea is that the pill accelerates what goes on in your intestines, and it gives you gas even if you have, like, pasta for dinner. It doesn't matter.
And what do people do when they don't have a dog to blame it on?
I know. I'm always amazed by the couples that fart in front of each other, no problem.
I've never understood that. I have a couple in my life that do that, and they laugh, and they giggle, and they think it's the funniest thing ever. I've never understood that.
I kind of admire it. Like, I admire that they're so cool with their bodies and their bodily noises and functions and smells. I feel like, for me, it's a sexual turnoff. I figure, for me, as soon as you start farting and pooping in front of your lover, sex life is over.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it.
It's one of those couples that you know will be together forever.
Yeah. I know. There's people like that. That it's like they're just so open and honest about everything, that farting in front of each other, no big deal. Masturbating in front of each other, pooping, doesn't matter. They do everything in front of each other. It makes no difference because they're best friends.
You hate that couple, don't you?
I do.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Pick up the phone and start dialing.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Dara, what's your question?
So I am a virgin and I'm saving myself for marriage. I'm 21 right now, and since I was about 16, I've been using this back massager that we've had. Well, I can come to orgasm within 2 minutes easily. I'm just curious that whether or not this is going to affect me later on in life when I finally do have sex.
No, absolutely not. It is not going to affect you whatsoever. It's totally normal, by the way. Many girls start masturbating at like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
With vibrators, or usually whatever they could find around the house if they come from a non-sex toy-friendly family. But it has no impact on your virginity whatsoever. But the good news is that it really says a lot about what an amazing sex life you will have once you're having sex, because you're obviously open, you're in touch with your body, you know how to have an orgasm. This actually bodes well for the sex life you will potentially have at one point.
Is she talking about those big, huge massagers that look like a T?
Yeah, yes.
Is that what she's talking about? Wow. I thought those were, I really thought those were just for the back.
No, you get them at Sharper Image. It has that big, giant, like, bowl on top of
it. It looks like a cross.
And it was, well, no, there's some of them that don't look like a cross. There's some that look like a big, giant vibrator. It's a wand. And then at the end, there's like a bulb, and the bulb is the thing that vibrates. And really, you can put it down your back, and it's supposed to be for your back, but they sell them at like Sharper Image and Walmart
Sky
and places
Mall.
Like that. They sell them at Sky Mall. Exactly. They sell them at all those places. Listen, I mean, they pretend to be like, this is a back massager, but they know there's women using it as a vibrator. Please.
I had no, really, up until this point, I thought they were only back massagers.
I thought you were going to say you thought they were only vibrators. I was going to be like, yeah, duh.
No, I never thought something that big you would figure out to use like that.
Listen, think about it like this. When you're a boy and you can figure out that putting your penis somewhere could feel really good. Like, I don't know if you know that whole trend that went on with the grapefruit. Do you know about this?
I can only imagine.
Yeah, well, it's exactly what you think. They put a hole in a grapefruit,
yeah, okay.
And they use the grapefruit. Yeah, exactly. Well, you can picture in your mind. So the minute a young teenage boy learns what's going on down there, what he can do with it, and stuff he can put on it, and put wherever he can, places he can put it, you know, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
He does. Girls are the same way. Once a girl realizes that certain things feel good, she's going to find stuff that feels good. I mean, let me tell you something. If you have one of those vibrating toothbrushes and you have a teenager at your house, you better change that toothbrush, because game on.
Oh, no.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Your questions, our advice. What's going on, Tatum?
My fiancé and I have been together for about a year, and I walked in on him masturbating to a porn film, and it really upset me. And so we talked about it, and he got rid of all the films. But now I'm really into it, and I don't
not with him, but I do it by myself, and like daily, sometimes several times a day, like I masturbate while I watch porn. And I don't understand why I love it so much, but it upsets me that he watches it.
Does he know you watch his porn?
No, I'm so scared about him finding the tape. Like, I take it wherever I go whenever I leave the house, so he doesn't find it.
Hold on, let me answer this question. I just slammed my head up. And what is wrong with people?
Why? What? I love that she judges him for watching this video, and she's like, wow, this video is pretty good. I'm going to use this video, and I'm going to masturbate like crazy.
And she takes it to work with her.
Well, no, because she's trying to hide it from him. I don't know why she's... He knows it's gone. Like, if he's using it pretty regularly, he's probably like, what the heck happened to that? Where'd that thing go? All right, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tatum. Most people have an old school view of porn. They think it's exploitative. They think it's misogynist. They think it's a relationship killer. Or they think, like, your boyfriend wants the women in that video and not you.
Mm-hmm.
It might help you to understand that the new trend in porn is ethical porn, where women have agency and they make the decisions who they will and won't bang. You know, a surprising number of porn is actually made by women and for women. I went to a sex event where they were featuring porn made by women. It was like a mini film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because those types of porn films ended up setting the tone for the industry where there's consent, there's fairness, there's safety. You know what I mean? I mean, unless it's like really radical porn you're into, most porn is not that misogynist where there's some innocent girl basically doing things that she doesn't want to be doing. So stop thinking porn is harmful and start looking at it as something that you both enjoy because you both enjoy it clearly. But so ask yourself, why do you enjoy it? Whatever your answer is, that's why he enjoys it too.
I love that you say porn has stories, and I don't know a porn that goes over 25 seconds. I think all of them are under 30 seconds. Every single porn. If you make it 31 seconds, you've lost my attention. I'm on to the next one.
Well, there are storylines. You might not be into them.
No, there's people, not.
There are. People are into various aspects of the porn. Some people like the lead up to it. And by the time they're actually having sex, it's not as exciting as the, oh my God, what's going to happen? Will she? Won't she? He's taking her clothes off. Is she taking her clothes off? Who's going to do it? So for some people, it's that lead up that is actually pretty hot. But here's the thing. I think this is the guy you're marrying. If you're going to be married, you should be open with your attitudes about porn and sex. You have to have a real conversation. That means you'll get answers. You'll say to him, I found this video. What do you like about it? I'm just kind of curious. Like, what's your attitude about porn? And you'll stop feeling insecure because real answers will fill those gaps rather than you trying to figure out what you think he means and what you think he's into. And I think that will definitely help bond the two of you. And by the way, if you start judging him because he watches porn, you're a hypocrite.
The problem is she made him throw away his porn when she caught him. So if he finds out she has porn and she made him throw away his porn, there's no saving this relationship. Game over.
No, well, that's why I'm saying they have to have a conversation about their attitudes about porn moving forward. You can't go into a marriage without having this conversation. You have to know how you each feel about it and what the deal is. Like, you can't let this be... Your sex life cannot be a big question mark when you're getting married. You got to know the answers to stuff. You got to be like Anthony's friends who fart and burp and poop in front of each other. You got to know everything. Or not. You got to know ahead of time. Listen, don't fart in front of me. That conversation has to happen.
Yeah. The minute you fart in front of me, I now change your name to Billy. You're now my friend. You're no longer my girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Right. So attitudes about porn have to be part of that conversation, too. Are you into it? Do you want privacy? Should we do it together? This should all be conversations that you have before you get married. These are important questions.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a lot of times that something will happen in your relationship, your sex life, and you'll go, is that normal? Well, that's why we're here, to discuss with you what's normal and what you might need to pay attention to. It's the Sex Hour.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. You know what you'll really find at the end of a rainbow? Cooper's bra, probably. From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Whole hour of your sex questions. It is the Sex Hour. Jason, you're up.
My question is, I found myself quite attracted to a woman who's in her 40s. I'm in my late 30s. And I find out that she is a lesbian. When a woman says she's a lesbian, or is homosexuality in general, is that a genetic predisposition, or can that be a personal preference? I mean, could this woman have just had a lot of men problems in the past?
Let me ask it to you this way. Anthony.
Yes.
Did you choose to be straight?
No.
Okay, exactly. So here's the thing. The second part of your question, while science doesn't really understand the full root of sexuality, like where it originates, you'll be interested to know that over the past 20 years, there has been like a great deal of research that did find genetic links to homosexuality, like hormones, some environmental influences, some genetics. I mean, a lot of gay men, there is a part of the brain that's different, they found. Also, homosexuality tends to come from the mother's side, so there's a genetic and hormonal aspect to it, that it's on the X chromosome rather than the Y chromosome. So there are some links to homosexuality being genetic. The one thing that science absolutely knows, 100% sure, it's not a choice any more than you chose to be straight.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We got a listener email.
Great. Is it good or bad?
Here is what she wants to know. This is our listener, Lisa. She said she's been dating a guy for a year, and he recently bought a new house. And she spent the night, and in the morning, he got up to go to work. She had the day off, so he was gone when she woke up. She wanted to run out for breakfast, and she was planning on coming back after breakfast. So he was like, yeah, not a problem. I'll leave you a key, you know, because he was like, she said, like, should I leave the back door open and just come in and out? He's like, no, I'll leave you a key. Just grab the spare key. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has a spare key.
Mm-hmm.
So that was last week, and he never asked for the key back. Mm-hmm. So she was thinking of surprising him when he gets off work. A house full of candles, her naked with nothing on but a tie, laying across like the couch, the dining room table, something like that. My friends think this is a terrible idea, but I disagree. It's sexy. It's spontaneous. My girlfriends think I'm abusing my privileges of having the key, but is any guy on earth going to feel like a naked woman on their dining room table or couch is an abuse of privilege?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think you're wacky. We just started dating.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that? No. I mean, we ain't exclusive. You think we are, but we're not. I gave you a key because I didn't want you sticking around all day. And don't surprise me naked in my house because I'm bringing somebody else home. Until we say we're exclusive, don't show up naked at my house.
But he gave her a key.
Because he didn't want her to stay there all day. He wanted her out of the house.
Okay, but he never asked for the key back, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's because he's a dumbass. But until you say we're exclusive, you don't pull stuff like that.
I feel like that's a nice surprise. I feel like a guy after a long day, especially a girl that he just started having sex with, and you know, it's like it's unexpected. It's a surprise. I love stuff like that. Like, you know, when you first start banging somebody and you show up at their house, you know, with like you're naked, except you're wearing a coat over it, and you're like, you flash them and then you start having sex. It's that kind of thing. I think it's a great idea. I don't see any problem with this.
No. You think you're the only one? You're one of seven. I hate to tell you. So I don't want that until we have that conversation. Once you have that conversation of we are exclusive and I'm only seeing you and you're only seeing me, then you can do all that crazy stuff you want. But up until that point, nope. Don't want it.
No, but who said she wants anything serious with him? She's enjoying having sex with him. And she thought that would be like a nice spontaneous way to have sex. Like, that could be fun. In fact, I think the way to do it is this. I think don't just randomly show up at his house on a night after work. Because what if he goes for drinks after work? What if he works late? Like, you have to be sure that it's a night he's going to be coming home from work, that he's going to be around. So I think maybe prearrange, like, hey, what are you doing tonight kind of thing. I mean, you don't want to blow the surprise, but I think the surprise is that he comes home, you're already there.
Yeah, I think if you have to make that call to let him know, because if not, he could be walking in with somebody else and you're laying naked in his house. And now he's got to explain to his other girlfriend who the hell you are. And her next email is Cooper. I did it and he showed up with a hooker. And I don't know what to do now. And you the worst advice ever. Thanks.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. May your day be filled with shamrocks and shenanigans.
And potatoes.
Happy St. Paddy's Day from the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show. I'm Cooper Lawrence. That's Anthony Michaels. Thank you so much for listening to our show, by the way. We're new here. We're happy to have you. So, you know, when it comes to sex, some people have like a really high libido. They can't get enough. They want sex all the time, like twice a day. Or if you're married, like twice a year, always.
Yeah, twice a year is always when you're married.
It's a lot. It really is a lot. I've been married. So there's a new study that says if your parents had a high libido or a low libido, there's a good chance you do too. You've inherited your libido from your parents.
No. You never bring up parents and sex in the same sentence.
The amount of sex you want is the same amount your mom wanted or still wants.
You're making it worse. No, because if I'm the guy that I want it twice a day, so you're telling me I can't even say it.
Yeah, your dad or your mom probably wanted it twice a day. One of them, maybe both.
Now I got that thought in my head.
How about this? The study also says the kinks you're into, probably the same kinks your dad is into.
No.
Yeah, your dad, whatever kinks you're into, your dad's doing them too.
No, my parents only had missionary sex once. That was it. That was under protest on their wedding night because they had to consummate their marriage and then they didn't have it at all ever again.
And then they had you and that was it.
Yeah. And they never even spoke of it.
You know, you were kind of a hound dog back in the day. You maybe still are. You get that from your mother. Your mother's out there banging her way through the weekend.
Stop it. I'm not listening anymore. I'm done. That's gross.
Yeah.
So your mom was a slut too?
Yep. It's very likely. Yeah, it's very likely. The reason why I was so loose and still continue to be loose is because there's a gene that controls your body's pleasure system that's inherited. So there's a good chance that, you know, my mom's out there on her knees right now.
Yeah, that's it. You said married people have sex twice a year. You'd scrap that. I'm glad the kids out of the way.
All right. So what's sabotaging your sex life?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Today, we didn't wear green on purpose.
Go ahead, pinch it, girl. Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're talking about what is sabotaging your sex life. What's sabotaging yours, Anthony?
this girl named Cooper Lawrence.
What? Why? Why me?
Why you? Who has taken me away from my family for a very long time?
Many times. Remember, I moved you up to New York so we could do that show for a couple of years. So you were nowhere near your family then.
We were I think through my whole 20s, we were on the air from 5 hours a night every single day.
Right. You worked all day. Then you did the show with me at night and you were exhausted when you came home. So.
And what am I doing now?
Again, same thing. Yeah, I've sabotaged your sex life for a long time.
A long time. So it's all you. It points right back to you.
So here's my second hot take on this study. The study says, okay, so we're talking about the study that says you like it the way your parents like it. Even if your sexual fantasies are likely to be the same ones your mom has. Yeah, so if you're not sure, like the same gene that makes you crave sex also makes you crave adventure and variety. So like, you know how my parents went on two big vacations, like a safari in Africa and helicoptering in Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
That. So they probably are having wild, crazy sex. And that's where I get it from. I inherited it. So what is sabotaging your sex life? Give us a call. 888-460-6002.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Dublin, you're fun. All night, see? Because Ireland.
Oh, like Dublin.
From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I bet the thing that sabotages your sex life are the 14 dogs that live in your house.
The thing I don't like when all the dogs are here is they like to watch and they jump on the bed in the middle of it. And a lot of them are the dogs of gay parents, and they don't understand. Like, when there's a man and a woman, there's no sex happening. I could jump up on the bed now. No! You can't.
The things those dogs have seen.
Just because it's not two daddies, it doesn't mean, you know, you're going to have to get off the bed now, Toby. Move. So, yeah, that's what's sabotaging my sex life. What's sabotaging your sex life, Mitch?
Well, you now. you know, and I mean, in a really creepy way, I had really a really good time last night, and that's all we'll go into with that.
Uh-huh.
But I can never, now, thanks to your statement about your parents, libido is the same as yours.
Thank you.
Because, honey, you know what? No matter how demented I want my sex to get sometimes,
yeah,
and you know we all should,
yeah,
I am never going to be able to think, wow, or did my mother and father, oh my God, you have so messed me up. And are you supposed to be like a psychologist?
You're welcome, Mitch.
To dement me like this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I've done therapy before, and I've had it, you know, take me to interesting places, but I've never, love your show, but wow, I've never had a therapist make me want to go, okay, I'm never having sex again because...
That's why I took my headphones off. I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at first I thought, well, how bad can this be that Anthony doesn't want her to finish the sentence? But I'm almost wishing I had never turned on the radio.
Reach us on CooperandAnthony.com. You know what you'll really find at the end of a rainbow? Cooper's bra, probably. From the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So we're talking about what's sabotaging your sex life, and we're talking about this study that says that your libido is pretty much the same as your parents' libido. If you're really into sex, your parents are probably really into sex.
Oh, stop it, stop it, stop saying that.
Why? Isn't it nice to know libido's hereditary? Because if it's not good, then you can know who to blame.
I just don't want to think that thought ever, ever, ever.
Oh, come on, Nathan. What?
Oh, what did you just do to me? Oh, my God. I'm driving home, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll hear something that'll help things out. And, you know, because I always go to sleep when I come home from work.
Right.
And now you mentioned that, and now I have to think about her parents. Like, did her mom like it like she liked it?
Well,
break hiatus for 2 weeks. Thank you.
Wow.
See? Don't you wish you could have took your headphones off?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, and Nathan, you just reminded me. I did a horrible thing. I thought it'd be cute. We have this little shelf next to our bed, so I thought it'd be cute to put up some photographs. So I put up a bunch of photographs from our wedding.
I just
occurred to me that I also put up a photograph of my parents. I should probably take that down.
By the bed?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Thank you, Cooper.
Wow. You're welcome.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
I'm afraid so, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Well, apparently Anthony and I are sabotaging a lot of people's sex life.
Well, we're sabotaging each other's by being on the air at this time of day.
Right. And we feel like if we're not having sex, you can't either. So we're going to tell you things that are going to make you be like, ew, I can't have sex anymore because now I got to think about my parents and what they're doing. Cindy, a salesperson is sabotaging your sex life?
We got engaged. We went and bought ourselves a new bed. So we were like, really, like, on cloud nine. So we go to the bed store. The guy convinces us to get a split king. And he was the best salesman in the world. And he convinces us to get a split king because he tells us that there's all sorts of sexual positions you could do with a split king. And there's a website that you can look up to do sexual positions with a split king. So we spend thousands of dollars on the split king and we get his home. And it's like being in like the nursing home. Like he tells us we could each be the master of our own destiny. So we get home and we're in the nursing room. We're in the nursing home. He's on one side. I'm on the other side. There's no sex happening in the bed. And I'm like, well, let's look up the freaky sex positions you could use this booking. No website. Well, I call up screaming at the guy. I'm like, you sold this. I know we look like we're in our 50s, but you just sold a newly engaged couple, and you've now ruined our sex life, and you're taking this bed back just on the reason that you have now ruined our sex life. And they took the bed back.
Did they really?
They absolutely did. You think you're going to fight with me on the fact
right.
that you ruined my sex life because of the stupid split king? He's going up, I'm going down. There's no way we can't have sex on the bed in some weird freaky position. It didn't work.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
But just remember this.
Sex.
You hear it?
Relationships.
You've heard of this.
And advice.
Fairfax, Virginia. 911 service was down.
Wait, that's where my family is.
That's where they're at right now?
That's where they live. I've got family there, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, my dad's side of the family. That's where they are.
You can text 911. That works. But if you call 911, it doesn't really work. It works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
And what if you have a real emergency? What do you do?
And sometimes people put you on hold.
You're kidding me.
No. So if you call up there, they say, hold, please.
Wait. Okay, so I dial 911.
Right.
911, can you please hold?
No, I think there's someone in my house. I heard glass breaking downstairs. Now I hear footsteps.
You're on hold, so you can't get...
Can I...
911, thanks for holding. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, there's somebody in my house.
Hold, please.
Listen, my neighbor is screaming at the top of her lungs. I think she's being murdered.
No, nobody can hear you because he...
I'm on hold still.
911, can I direct your call, please? Who is this?
Yeah.
Is this an emergency?
It is. That's why I call 911. I think my neighbor's being murdered.
Please hold.
Wow.
This is operator 3476. May I have your name, please?
Listen, someone just stole my car. I can see them now. They're driving north on Pico.
What street is that, please?
They're driving north on Pico right now.
Pico? Hold, please.
I could, don't hold for too long because they're going to drive away and you're going to miss them.
Hello, 911. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, I'm in a drive-thru and they won't give me my fries.
Hold, please. Yeah. 911, is this an emergency?
It is. I think I see a UFO.
Hold, please.
Wow. Is that really what they're experiencing there in Virginia right now?
That's what's going on right now in Virginia. So if you call 911.
But I could text to them.
Yeah, text. Feel free to text them. But then again, there could be somebody like me who doesn't respond to a text.
New phone. Who dis?
Right. So there's people like, oh, I'm not going to text her back.
That's weird that you could text 911. I wonder where it must go to a computer or something.
I would think that I would hope there would be somebody.
Is that all over the country? I mean, could I text 911?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought you always have to call.
No, so if you're hiding under your bed and somebody's trying to kill you, you can dial 911.
But I can text them.
Or you can text them. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. That's actually safer because then I don't have to talk.
Right.
I mean, if I'm hiding under my bed, I don't want anyone to know I'm hiding there. Although, you know what? I have so many shoeboxes under my bed. Do you think I should maybe clear some space in case I need to hide?
Well, the bad thing is your stupid phone is always on sound.
Right, that's true.
So when they text you back, and then you get involved in like a group text.
That's not my thing anymore. It's I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. No, you imagine every time somebody texts you, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. If I had a girl in the hood, I would call her.
The guy downstairs is like, just follow that music. Wait, hold on. What is that?
Someone's texting me.
I like that song, but it sounds like a text. I think it's upstairs.
There's my text. Wait, let me get my phone.
It's coming from under that bed.
That's the problem. It sounds like it's coming from a phone. They should have a better speaker system. That way it sounds like it's all over the house and they can't figure out where you are.
So you confuse them.
Yeah, it should be like, you know, some sort of like something within the Wi-Fi where you can make it like surround sound, like a Bluetooth surround sound situation.
Yeah.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.